Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and this is a very exciting day because it is the debut show of the Flying Brian Show. Brian Ayers, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Dave?
I am good. You were on last month, and now here you are with your own show.
Well, I move quickly.
How do you do it? Yeah, because you fly.
That's right.
And I still can't get over your van. People got to see... that's on your website, right?
It is on my website, flyingbrian.com.
That is phenomenal. What you've done is a work of art on your van.
Well, I would like to take credit for it, but it wasn't me.
Yeah, but when you drive the van, do you get a lot of, like, whistles?
I get a lot of kids very excited to see my van.
Really?
The kids in the back seat, I always see their heads turning, and then they're pointing and they're waving, and they think it's a lot of fun.
It is incredible. So the Flying Brian Show is going to be on the first Monday of every month from 2 to 2:30. And the Flying Brian Show, first of all, I love that title. How did you come up with that, by the way?
Well, it started about when I was about 5 years old.
No way.
Yeah, well, not the show part. Well, I guess the show was there as well. Actually, it jumped off the back of my couch. I was pretending to be Superman, and my brother, of course, was the evil villain.
And is he still with us?
Yes, he is. Okay. Well, unfortunately, yeah. And then when I was in mid-flight, he moved out of the way, and I fell, and I broke my leg.
Oh.
And then that continued on with me later flying and breaking my arm. So a lot of flying.
Wow, you don't do that anymore, do you?
I try not to leave my feet too often.
Well, that's good, because the Flying Brian Show, we're going to have interesting guests, we're going to have provocative topics and surprises. Is there anything else you can think of, or people are just going to have to land on the Flying Brian Show and determine what we're going to do next?
Every month's going to be different. I think as far as business-wise today, I just wanted to give people the biggest benefit that I know of is, number one rule that I know is, know thy numbers. So I thought it would be a great way to bring in a very intelligent, smart, wonderful person, Melissa Lovato.
Hey, Melissa, how are you? Welcome to the Flying Brian Show and Breakthrough Thinking.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am good. So Brian, what do you got for Melissa? You want to go through a few things with her,
well,
right?
Go ahead to Melissa. Go ahead and tell us who you work for and what you do.
Well, I own a company called the 818 Solution, and we do accounting and bookkeeping, QuickBooks training, that sort of thing.
So you help businesses with the numbers.
Absolutely.
Which is the most important thing in business.
It can make or break you.
You got it. So 818, does that ever get confused for an alarm system?
As a matter of fact, I do. Every time I say the 818 solution, people think I'm saying ADT solution. So they ask me if I install security systems.
But you put security around people's numbers is what you do, not around their house.
That's exactly right.
Awesome. That's great to know. Now, Melissa, a little bit about you. You live here in the Valley?
Yes.
Okay. And it says here that you have a trained dog.
I do.
What do you mean by trained dog?
She's a fully trained canine, actually. She's a police dog. She was trained to be a police dog.
Wow. And do you have a big use for a fully trained police dog?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. I hike about 4 to 6 times a week, and she goes with me, so she's my protection.
Awesome. They say that a dog is a man's best friend, but in this case, it seems to be their worst enemy.
Can be.
That's interesting. So a trained police dog. So I bet it's really well trained.
She is very.
And has there ever been an incident?
Well,
that you
yes.
can talk about.
An incident. It didn't involve another person. It involved another animal. She's a German Shepherd, and they are very prey driven. So one of the things that I guess I never understood until I owned her is that prey drive is translated into play drive. So they look at being able to bite something as playtime.
Oh.
So if they thought it was actually dangerous, they would hide behind you because you're the alpha dog or the alpha in the clan, in their little group, and they would hide behind you if they thought there was danger. So they actually find it playful to bite something, and she's small animal aggressive, and I found that out the hard way.
What happened to the poor little animal?
Well, he was fine, but she, I had to pull her off. So.
What kind of animal?
It was a very small dog. It was, I don't know, it was a mix. So okay. I found out the hard way. She also killed my cat at home. Yeah, it wasn't really her fault. It was
a
just dog against cat.
Killing cats.
Yeah, so now I understand the training, the mentality behind the training. So I've got a little bit better control.
No more cats.
No more cats.
No more cats. So not only do you you protect yourself when you go walking with a fully trained dog, you also protect people with again, their books and their numbers.
Yes.
So that's kind of a theme, I guess, for yourself. Talk a little bit more about where you came up with 818.
818 is actually driven by Deuteronomy 818, which says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day." So just a little bit of background, that's for those that aren't familiar with the story, that's Moses talking to the children of Israel. They're just coming out of the wilderness after 40 years of pretty much wandering around, and they're getting ready to walk into the promised land. So what he's saying is, hey, you know, you're going to get there and you're going to prosper and you're going to be up on the mountaintop and you're going to think, it's going to be your tendency to think that it's you who got you there. So don't forget that it's really the Lord who gave you the grace to get there, and it's his victory, but he hands it over to you. And don't forget that the prosperity part isn't so that you can gain a bunch of toys so much as it is for him to establish his covenant, his kingdom here on earth. And so don't lose sight of what the provision is for.
Well, I think a lot of people lost sight of that in the last couple of years.
Yes. So I think so. We all did.
So that's interesting. So you're saying the prosperity part is really an abundance of peace and joy?
It can be. It can very well be. And a lot of times we lose track of that. We lose track of the fact that it's not how many digits you have in your checking account as much as it is what kind of peace you have in your life. So I think that definitely portrays it, yes.
Excellent.
I love that.
Yes. Now, what is it you would say, what is the one thing you could tell a future client that would make them think that?
Oh, okay. I know what you're saying.
Like, well, yeah.
That's easy for you to say. Yeah. What can you tell a future client is what Brian's saying.
Yeah.
That will help most in business.
Well,
What you're going to say?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the passions, and I'll just kind of take my own angle on your question. One of the passions that I've always had is the husband and wife team.
Oh, boy.
And we find this so much in bookkeeping, and I'm sure you do, too, in accounting, where entrepreneurs are married, and they typically just, and the man is the one out in the field doing the business, whatever it is, like Flying Brian. He's out there drying you out if you have water damage. Yep, that's what he does. And say you expected your wife to handle the books. This is what I run into all the time. And your wife would be more than happy to try, but it's not necessarily her forte. Maybe she's never had any training. She doesn't know anything except how to balance her own checkbook. And even that is a little challenging for her. So she tries and struggles while she's raising the kids during the day, and you're out there drying everybody out. She tries and she struggles through trying to learn usually something simple like QuickBooks or Quicken. And 9 times out of 10, she's pulling out her hair. Well, you come home and you want to know, did I profit off of that job? You know, is this marketing campaign that we've got going on over here, is it actually making us any money? And she's so busy with the kids and trying to learn the accounting software that she just loses track. So you don't know if the things that you're doing out there are working. At the end of the day, it's all hand to mouth and the money is just not there. It's just draining out of the account and the fight ensues. So one of my passions was to come alongside of that wife and train her in how to look at accounting in a whole different way. She's just looking at it as blood, sweat, and tears. Here I am. My husband's going to yell at me in 30 minutes. He's going to be home, and I don't have this done. And she's just looking at it as burden, 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 burden. And she doesn't understand that this is her future too. And we can't rob from our own company. And we do that in so many different ways. And one of the ways is the leaky little hole in the bucket can very well just be that we're not keeping track the right way. So if I can come in and come alongside of her and train her in the right way, mm-hmm. everything starts to change. Her outlook changes, her perspective of what you're doing out there changes. You come back and there's way more peace in the home because she understands what she's doing. She understands her role. And she feels like she's participating. She's not just the babysitter and the bookkeeper and, you know, chief cook and bottle washer. She actually has a role and a partnership role in your business. And you guys can grow it together. And this can be something that strengthens your marriage in a way that you never even thought was possible. That was part of my passion in starting this company.
Well, that's a mouthful.
I love that.
Yeah, that is more than just bookkeeping there, because what I heard from that was know thy numbers, and I think what you're talking about, the marketing, is very important when you talk about a guy coming home wanting to know if his business is profitable or not. Well, if he knows right away after 3 days that he's not charging enough or he needs to charge more in order to make a profit, that could change the whole outlook of a business right there. So that's a very good point. A lot of good points in that.
But also what I'm hearing you say, it's well beyond the numbers. It's a fully integrated system of success. And maybe more importantly, it goes back to the definition of prosperity, which how can you give peace at the highest level to a husband and wife? And one way is to establish roles and why and values, why they're doing what they're doing. They're a team, and it strengthens their marriage. You're like a marriage counselor.
You know, that is so true. And I know you know as a CPA, there's so many emotions that are wrapped up in our finances. And when I come in, I'm objective. I didn't go out and spend $1,000 of your money last month on eating out because I didn't have time to cook. And I don't have that guilt wrapped up in balancing your checkbook from last month. You do. And so even just starting the process sometimes is so emotional, and it can be a huge barrier in even wanting to go in and sit down and just turn on the computer.
Wow.
You don't even want to do it. Well, I can do that because I didn't do it, and it's not my emotions
that
are wrapped
attachment.
In.
You don't
That's
have the attachment.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, also what you're talking about is simply everyone has different beliefs about money. And so the husband may have a certain belief about it. The wife may have a belief about it. Someone might be more of a risk taker. Someone might be wanting more security. And that can enter into how you run the business as well as each other's roles. How do you address that? Because it's almost like in financial planning, there's different risk tolerance levels. How do you handle that if someone has such fear behind money that they don't want to spend money to make money?
Well, and that's another thing that the objectivity that I can bring to the table will, 9 times out of 10, it'll break it down. And sometimes it's just between entrepreneur and CPA. I say, well, and I've said this 100 times, and even CPAs nod their head, I speak CPA. Most entrepreneurs do not. So the CPA starts to talk and their eyes glaze over and they have absolutely no idea what that CPA just said. Well, I also speak husband and I speak wife. So if I walk in and I sit down and I listen to her concerns and I understand, because I'm an entrepreneur myself, I understand his desires and what he wants to do. She may be hearing spend, 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 spend. And he may be hearing, you know, save, 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 when really they're both saying the same thing. They don't understand that they're saying the same thing. So if I can come in and say, well, this is what I'm hearing from you and this is what I'm hearing from you, let's form a plan of attack that makes you secure, but makes you gives you the tools that you need to go and market your company and do what needs to be done. She understands that something very silly, like maybe you want an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important for marketing.
Every new business needs an iPad.
Exactly, right? Because you can sit there and flip through. And I understand, because I can do the same type of presentation on an iPad. It may look to her like you just want a new toy, and you don't understand this bill's coming up or that's coming up or whatever.
That has nothing to do with it at all.
Well, and I'll give you an even better example. a year ago when I joined the BNI group that we belong to, I thought of it as just this waste of time, having a breakfast, you know, go get together with your grumpy old man. And it's just, you know, like, hi.
Telling Brian is a grumpy old man.
I wasn't there.
He wasn't a part of it yet. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, okay, you pass business cards, whatever. But as soon as I got there, oh, my goodness, I could see the benefits. And it sounded like a lot of money to join, and it sounded like a huge investment that I really wasn't prepared to do. Well, I got that back in 30 days, tenfold. And so I could then see, understand why that money needed to be spent. And that's the way the wife is. She's sitting at home changing diapers, wiping noses, and trying to count, you know, all the money you're spending out there. She doesn't understand that it can actually be a huge return on investment. So
you're going to show my wife why I need an iPad.
And when we come back, we'll go on a break on that one and talk it over on the break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on the Flying Brian Show, starring Brian Ayers. And we have in-studio guest Melissa Lovato, the 818 Solution. We'll be right back.
Are you able to ensure the safe driving and productivity of your employees? I'm Kara Lee with GPS Heroes, and with our plug-and-play GPS device, you can set geofences, get speeding alerts, and a full report card each week with driver reports and mileage, all to your computer or handheld device. It's easy to get and easy to use, in real time, with no service contracts. Just go to gpsheroes.org/21 and order yours today. That's gpsheroes.org/21.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the debut show of the Flying Brian Show, starring Brian Ayers. I should say, you know, we didn't even say the name of your company, Drynamic Solutions.
Yes.
Drynamic Solutions. I love that. Take about a minute and tell everyone what you do, because we didn't really say it. Of course, Melissa said you drive people out, but I was thinking of alcohol, and I didn't think that was, you know. We got to clarify it.
No, I don't get that in depth. What I do is when they have a broken water line, water heater breaks, I go in and I dry it out, clean it up, put it back to normal.
The carpet. The carpet, whatever, water.
Carpet,
right?
Drywall, cabinets. Usually in the Phoenix area, it seems to be more broken water lines and underneath the sinks and whatnot. So it's usually the cabinets, bathrooms, kitchen cabinets, and sometimes, you know, with the water heaters, like I said before, water heaters last about 8 years, 8 to 10 years here in Phoenix with the hard water, and people wait about 10 to 12 years before they want to replace them. So
so if someone sees a little flood in their house, that's not they're not in the best of moods, I suspect.
No, they're not. And as I always say, when it comes to drying, there's no need for crying. Call Flying Brian.
Nice. Wow. Melissa, did you help them with that? You got even the ringing bell on that one. In studio, of course, we have Melissa Lovato, the 818 Solution. I love that name, by the way. I don't hear what you said earlier, that it sounded like, what was it, ATD or something? ADT?
ADT, yeah. I say 818, and they think I'm saying ADT.
Oh, So maybe you should, let's see,
818. If I could just say 818. I always forget that.
We should
part,
do like 911 or something. 911. No, that sounds like emergency. And as you know, you're a bookkeeper and accounting, and I do CPA stuff. Emergencies usually are a result of not paying attention. So now you got to come in and clean up the books or try to do something real quick, and that's never a good way to do accounting or bookkeeping. Isn't it nice, and you could talk about this, is if people had a system and a monthly closing of the books so they can actually understand what the numbers said and make management decisions?
Absolutely.
So tell us about that.
Well, unfortunately, when I'm called, it's usually because they haven't balanced their checkbook in a year and they're behind on everything and they need to get everything to their CPA like yesterday.
Yeah.
And so tax season for me is grueling. Even though I don't do taxes, it's horrible because that's what I run into. And again, it all leads back to the emotional aspect of, you know, what's wrapped up inside of your finances, and you don't want to face it for one reason or another. You don't want to look and see how much you drained your checking account doing whatever you did. But at the end of the day, it needs to be done, and the expenses need to be on, you know, black and white on paper so that the CPA can do the taxes. So that's when I get called. It'd be ideal if I'm called, you know, when the concept is, you know, thought about and talked about on the couch before the first sale even.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's ideal, you know. Right. But everybody thinks of bookkeeping as a necessary evil that they don't want to have to pay for if, you know, the wife can do it. Why would I pay Melissa?
But it sounds to me that looking from what the things that you're saying is that it's very important for you to establish a blueprint of how the business, you can help the business, the husband and wife team, and help them understand their own aspects of money and how they relate to it. And then how also that changes when you have your own business, where your own personal money, you might have a different feeling towards versus your business and how you treat the money's in with that. So it sounds to me like you have a good knowledge and come in there with a open viewpoint to help these young businesses and even established businesses with their finances.
Absolutely. And there's two things I'd like to add to that. And the first thing is, every time somebody calls a housekeeper, what do? They run around, they clean up the house before the housekeeper comes over.
That's right.
And it's hilarious, but we all do it because we're you know, well, I don't want her. I'm embarrassed. I don't want her to see that my house is dirty. Well, you hired her, so she's assuming your house is dirty, and she's going to come over and clean it. Everybody does that with their books. They don't want me to come out and look at their books until they're in order. And they'll never be in order if I don't come out and look at your books. And that's just the way it's going to be. And we just don't want to face that. You know, the house isn't going to be clean until the housekeeper gets
there.
So that is definitely an obstacle that I run up against all the time. And the other thing is that they look at me and they think, well, she's got it all together and she's going to look at my mess and look down her nose at me and think that, you know, think less of me and think that I'm, you know, I procrastinate and I'm disorganized. And no, I am definitely the bookkeeper that has her own problems keeping her own books. So anything that you've done, any mistake that you've made, I've made it first. Trust me. I, you know, maybe I look like I have it all together. I don't. And so when I come in, it's from an empathetic point of view. It's not, I'm not sitting there sympathizing over your situation. I'm going to empathize with your situation because I've done it. If there's a mistake in business, I've made it. If there's something in bookkeeping that I have procrastinated on or that can be procrastinated on, I've done it. So, and I come at it from that perspective. Come on, guys, let's just, you know, take a deep breath.
Well, I hired a bookkeeper and they cleaned my house. I don't know what was up with that. They surprised me. I thought it was really weird. So then I hired a house cleaner and she tried to do my book. So, you know, what can you do? So, Brian, you're in business, and you see the importance, right, of accounting. You know, if you really think of it, business people have to have a great team. And part of the team is bookkeeping, accounting, a great CPA, attorney, insurance. And I really think this day and age, people should have a business coach. Let's hear it from you, Brian.
I agree. I think it goes back to It's not how good you are. It's how good the people around you are.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very, very important thing to know. That's why, you know, I have Melissa on my team.
Wow, that is so cool. And do you agree with that, that a team approach with great professionals, not just technically sophisticated, but people with integrity?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the mistakes that I've made as an entrepreneur, is trying to wear every hat. Mm. So I've tried to be my own IT person. I've tried to obviously be my own bookkeeper. I've tried to be my own CPA. I've tried to do all of that. My own financial advisor. I need all of those people around me. I even need my own bookkeeper, because I just run out of time. And the last thing I want to do is my own books when I get home. So yes, it's one of the biggest lessons I've learned in the last 4.5 years is I have to delegate. I have to have people around me that, like you said, not only have the professional knowledge, but the integrity. So the IT guy, when he comes over, he's not going to pad my bill. He's going to do exactly what needs to be done, and at the price that he quoted it.
Well, what if he iPads your bill? Okay, maybe not. So we only have 2 minutes left. Can you believe it? Time has flown by. Let's start with your contact information, Melissa. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is via email or by phone. So email is Melissa, which is with one L and one S, M-E-L-I-S-A, at the 818solution.com. And phone number is 602-377-6156.
Well, thank you so much. You've been delightful. I love your approach to accounting, to bookkeeping. It's way beyond the numbers, and thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for
Absolutely.
Having me.
Absolutely. Brian, how do people get in touch with the flying Brian?
Well, I'm at Dynamic Solutions, which is no relation to 818 Solutions. But,
but it's a solution.
It is a solution. You can contact me at dynamicsolutions.com, flyingbrian.com, or 623-OUT-TO-DRY.
And how about your website? Because people can see your van.
Yep. The flying Brian.
Oh, the flyingbrian.com.
Okay. It's a
is that the one that's on? Because you have another one too, right?
I have a multiple.
Multiple. Website. But as long as they can see your van, that's the most important thing. So, Brian, the Flying Brian Show debut. This was great.
It was a lot of fun.
You're going to be a hit. And when we come back, of course, at 2:30, we have the Entrepreneurial Spirit starring Leanne Hull and Craig Dean. And we'll be right back.
This is 1010 KXXT.
Are you suffering from pain in joints, whether from arthritis, osteoporosis, stiffness, or old sports injuries? You can be pain-free with BioVaxin Joint Free. Don't settle for pain. Call 800-288-1961. That's 800-288-1961. BioVaxin Joint Free comes in a 100% delicious natural liquid, which gives you the highest absorption versus generic pill forms with low absorption rate. Because of its quadruple action ingredients, many people experience pain-free results within 48 hours. BioVaxin Joint Free increases joint mobility, decreases joint stiffness, and nourishes your joints with the highest grade glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, hyaluronic acid, and all of your essential minerals and amino acids. Restore your joints, save your bones. Without mobility, we have no life. Conquer your pain once and for all. Call now for your free bottle when you get to. Call BioVaxine at 800-288-1961. That's 800-288-1961.
Hi, I'm Josh Rubel with Dwellings Realty Group. Is your home underwater? Are you considering, or have you already missed a mortgage payment? Do you have questions about the options, the differences between a short sale and a foreclosure? If so, I strongly encourage you to call Dwellings Realty Group today at 480-629-8136. Dwellings Realty Group is a locally owned, full-service real estate brokerage that specializes in educating our clients in short sales, loan workouts, foreclosures, and additional options that may be available to you based on your individual circumstances. You owe it to yourself to call today for a free consultation and let us walk you through the best option that's available for you in regards to your home so that you may rest easy tonight. Call me, Josh Rubel, at 480-629-8136. You can also visit us on the web at dwellingsaz.com. Like the great Kenny Rogers said,
you got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up.
1010 KXXT.
KXXT.
Arizona's station.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And thank you to the debut show of the Flying Brian Show. And special in-studio guest, of course, was Melissa Lovato of the 818 Solution. And, of course, the star of the Flying Brian Show was, is, Brian Ayers. Do you know Brian, right?
Yes, I know Brian, yep.
Did you hear the Flying Brian Show? It was pretty good.
Yeah, I was listening to a little bit of it out there.
It was sort of cool. You should see his van. It's ridiculously incredible. Paintings flying in the air. It's unbelievable. So this is The Entrepreneurial Spirit, starring Leanne Hull and Craig Dean. And Leanne may or may not be
may not make it, yes. She had some previous meetings that she could not get out of.
Oh, and you're going to miss her.
Oh, yeah, we always miss her.
I know.
She's
you
a
guys
free
are
spirit.
Great.
Yeah.
She is a free spirit. So, Craig, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Things are
I have
moving.
My wonderful friend on the show today. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, well, let's hear who you got in.
I have with me today Bob Gottschalk. I've known Bob for many, many years. Bob used to be a great customer of mine at Miracle Mile, and I didn't even know him then.
Really?
No, I didn't even know. He used to come into the store all the time and eat and bring his friends in, and he's actually partly responsible for me retiring at an early age.
What was your favorite food at Miracle Mile?
Love
deli?
The straw. Love the straw sandwich.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How about the brisket? I hear that was excellent.
Brisket on French. Dip the bread.
With some horseradish. And,
unbelievable. Yeah, no, there's a lot of good choices at Miracle Mile back then.
That was good. Was he amazing? Or he still is amazing, Craig Dean?
Well, I'll tell you what. I came to town in 1974 to work at the Jewish Community Center, and I heard about this incredible restaurant, Park Central Mall, Miracle Mile, and they also had one at the time at Christown. Which was very close to where the JCC was located on 17th and Maryland.
I mean, they had two delis?
Yeah, they had two.
Did you own both? No, you didn't own both, did you?
Well, in the beginning, we did.
Yeah.
Beginning, it was all owned by the whole family together, and then we split it up as years went on.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And so I would routinely go to the Christown location because it was really a hop, skip, and a jump from where I was, where I was working. But every now and then I would venture down to Park Central, and this place was the most unbelievable sight as a business operation. I mean, people out the door, lines out the door, moving through these lines, getting served, getting to tables, eating their food, and you would just count the dollars. All we would do.
Wait, who would? Frank or you?
No. We would be waiting.
You guys had a lottery. How much money is this guy rolling in?
We were trying to do the math in our heads of how much money this Craig Dean must be making on this production line at the deli. It was like unbelievable. But every sandwich every time was great. And so that was his genius. He kept putting
it
out.
You know what the amazing thing was? That the busier you are, the busier you become, because the fresher the food is, the fresher it is. The faster you made those sandwiches, we literally couldn't cut the meat fast enough. Sometimes, I mean, we'd have two or three automatic slicers going. We couldn't keep up with the crowd. Sometimes there'd have to be a little lull in the action, and then our sandwich maker, Tony, would put on a little comedy routine.
Wow, and so that was 26 years worth, huh?
26 years worth, yeah.
Do you ever miss it?
Actually, it's interesting you say that, because now, you know, Leanne and I have our marketing and consulting business, and I've been hired by Moon Valley Country Club, you know, to work in their food and beverage consulting, but I've been doing much more than consulting. I've actually been working for the last 2 weeks.
Like cooking?
Well, no, not cooking, but jumping right in and helping them clean and get things together. And I didn't realize how much I knew till I stepped in foot into the kitchen. All of a sudden, bam, I went into automatic pilot. It was like this, that, and that. It was actually kind of cool.
It was natural for you because you very did it for so long.
Well, and it's wonderful because now I can go home and I don't have the pressure, the stress. It's not my restaurant, but I have the joy of doing it. In fact, Bob was my neighbor for many, many years, and Bob always used to, in the evening time, come over to our house for two things. I would make him a little vodka on the rocks with olives, yeah. And then my wife would follow up with a sundae.
What happened to the brisket?
Yeah. Well, sometimes we would have that too. But that's when I really got to know Bob very well as an entrepreneur. And Bob is an incredible entrepreneur, and that's why I asked him to be on the show today. He has a product that I think could be revolutionary. And Bobble, I'm going to ask
What'd
you.
What do you call him, Bobble?
No.
I thought you said Bobble. You know, they just
he did.
Ilya
his head was going back and forth.
Well, they just said, last Friday they had the Ilya Bryskalov bobblehead night.
And say that real quickly.
Yeah. So when I think of bobble, you know, they have bobblehead nights.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had one made after
I have not. No. I've never had a bobble either.
Well, what I should say, Bob will.
Oh. Bob will.
Okay. Bob will. It's my Fargo accent.
This is what live radio is all about. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. So, Bob.
Yes.
What did you bring with you today?
Yes.
Amongst other things, I brought what we like to call a revolutionary new pain relief device called the Laser Touch One. It's a portable, handheld device that is rechargeable, that combines and delivers simultaneously microcurrent electrical stimulation and low-level or cold laser.
Is that like ultrasound, sort of?
No, it's not like ultrasound. I mean, what these two modalities do, they're both... ultrasound is more oftentimes diagnostic. These two modalities actually penetrate the skin down to the cellular level and facilitate repair and healing at the cellular level, which is how it delivers its pain relief result. And what we've discovered over the course of time, and our company, Renewal Technologies, has licensed the exclusive marketing rights to this product worldwide, and are out developing a marketplace for it. You know, our mission is to connect the millions of people in pain, whether it be chronic or acute, to the wonders of this device, because it is an alternative to what is currently available to pain sufferers via Western medicine.
And there's 76.5 million Americans suffering from chronic pain. That's a lot.
Oh, it's a huge market. I think when we were evaluating whether or not to enter this business, you first start with is the product right? You know, do you have a product that really works? That in our case, it was important that it be evidence-based. If you do, you get to go to step two, what's the size of the market? And when you look at pain, those numbers on chronic pain are off the charts. So chronic is defined as anyone who has a particular pain affliction for 6 months or more. And can't get rid of it.
Are you talking about localized pain or general pain?
Well, usually chronic pain manifests itself in a target area. So it could be neck and shoulder pain, could be knee pain, back pain. So joints are generally involved. But generally pain results from the fact that you have damaged cells that unfortunately never really repair and heal completely.
And that's probably true the longer you've had that injury.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, we've all experienced, sprained ankles, sprained fingers, you know, joint problems. We've had trauma because of accidents or injury. And we use traditional approaches to get through that pain,
i.e. drugs.
Well, i.e. drugs or, you know, ice, heat, you know, traditional types of therapies. And oftentimes, I mean, the body is pretty miraculous in its own ability to heal itself. And so, but oftentimes, healing is never complete. Especially if you have trauma.
Right. Well, back up one second. You know, you and I have played plenty of sports. And you know, when you twist an ankle or you twist a knee, or first thing you want to do is grab a bag of ice. Because what it does is it reduces the swelling, which allows you to get back into the game quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But is it really healing you? And does it lead to more injury?
Well, most pain, most pain approaches to pain relief are treating the symptoms and not the source.
Right.
And one of the things that we think is so unique and compelling about Laser Touch One is that it really treats the source of the pain at a cellular level with its dual modality. It's like a hybrid car. You know, the there's 30 years of science behind the use of laser in pain relief. And there's at least that many years of science behind electrical stimulation. And the most common form of electrical stimulation that you or I would normally get at a doctor's office is called a TENS unit, which is transcutaneous electroneuromuscular stimulation. It's a patch that actually is then wired to a regulator where you can dial up or dial down an amount of current that effectively blocks the pain signal between your brain and the affected area.
So is that what it's doing? It's blocking the pain signal?
It's blocking
the pain. So it's not going to the source whatsoever?
So the TENS unit really treats a symptom and blocks the signal and gives you relief. And then what occurs over time is you keep dialing the current higher and higher and higher in order to maintain that relief. And then over time, you eventually have breakthrough pain where that approach is no longer
You become immune to it. Yeah.
So when I injured my knee once playing basketball quite a few years ago. Yes, Craig, I played basketball.
Come on.
He's thinking like, oh, come on, Dave, you don't play basketball.
Power forward.
Yeah.
I want to see the shot.
Yeah. I went up for a rebound, and as I went up, I felt something pop in my knee. I mean, I actually felt it.
And yeah.
So it was like slow motion coming down because like, uh-oh.
I'm in trouble.
This is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Well, so I went to physical therapy, and I had well-known clients at the time, one of the best sports surgeons in the world as a CPA. So they said, well, it's too swollen to determine, you know, should we operate? I go, oh, good.
Yeah.
But I went to physical therapy, and they did put these electric current stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But one time they set it so high, it was like, I got electric.
Oh, exactly.
It was horrible.
It'll jolt you out of your bed. Or
it was amazing. Have you tried that?
Oh, yeah. I had it when I, 6 years ago, I was walking. Bob knows the story. I was walking across the street. It was like almost my last day of business. I had a bag of money in my hand. I'm walking across Central Avenue. A guy runs a stop sign, slams me with the car, and my adrenaline was flowing so much I didn't think I was hurt. I flew in the air, landed down on the ground, didn't drop the bag of money.
The money was unhurt.
The deposit was safe.
So what happened
then? The next day, I couldn't get out of bed. I was in so much pain, I couldn't get out of bed. Literally, my wife drove me to a guy named Alan Abramovitz, Dr. Alan Abramovitz, and he does muscular and skeletal injuries only by manipulation. He doesn't use medicine, but he uses acupuncture, which I want to ask Bob, is there some relation with this and acupuncture?
Well, this is a very trigger point. When you treat yourself with the Laser Touch One, what you recognize first and foremost is that the body is one connected system. And so the microcurrent is set at a micro level range. Still can cattle prod you if...
it can. You will feel it then.
Oh, yeah. You will feel it depending on where you use it on your body and what the sensitivity to the injury is. And so when we train its proper use, we start with a very low current to find that level of stimulation that where we'll know you're getting current And in our mind, lower is better because the body, you know, the body is one big electrical system. Mm-hmm. All of our cells are driven and interact with each other via electricity. So the lower the current, the more alignment we can have with the body's own approach to generating its cellular relationship.
It's such an Eastern philosophy.
It's a totally
because the Western philosophy would be crank that sucker up and let's get it over with.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Quick and fast, and who cares if it works.
Right.
And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Robert Gottschalk from Renewable Technologies. I love the name, Renewable Technologies. I actually like your last name, Gottschalk. Milk. Remember the commercial? Got milk?
Right.
And of course, this is Entrepreneurial Spirit starring Leanne Hall and Craig Dean. And Leanne may not be here today, but we have Craig Dean, and we'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues. Corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Entrepreneurial Spirit starring Leanne Hall and Craig Dean. Craig is in the house, and Leanne
is out of the house.
Out of the house. Did you throw her out of the house? What's going on here? And we have special in-studio guest Robert Gottschalk from Renewable Technologies. We're talking about this Laser Touch One, which is a remarkable device that really goes to the cause of pain and promotes healing of your body. And the body is the mind and body interconnected, like you said, very powerful.
Very powerful. You know, and we have seen, I tell you, there's not a day that goes by, you know, the mission of our company, we're taking on a challenge here in trying to connect with these millions of people in pain on a consumer level. Without going into retail stores and without going into direct response TV and infomercials to begin with. And so we're taking an approach of a distributor channel, building a distributor channel, because we want feet on the street. We think pain is pretty personal. We think that the device, because of the science that it involves, when you look at it, you see it's no bigger than a toothbrush, and it is portable, easy to use. The FDA has cleared it for use without a prescription.
So, oh, is that right?
So this is an over-the-counter product that any consumer in pain can buy without a prescription, which is very unique. This type of science, this type of modality, before we brought the company forward, has really just not been available outside of a professional setting.
You know, that's really my interest in the product. My health insurance happens to have a $5,000 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have arthritis or any pain, which I have arthritis because of my age, you know, by the time you buy your anti-inflammatory medications, by the time you get anything that's prescription, you could be spending $500-700 a month on medications quite easily.
Yeah.
It adds up. Yeah. This device is how much?
You can buy it through one of our distributors for $399. Our retail price on the web is $489. And so we want to encourage people to buy through our distributors. We have 17 distributors here in Phoenix.
Is there a website where they can go to?
Well, www.lasertouch1.com is where all of the product information is, the opportunity to purchase, the company store, et cetera. Renewaltechnologies.com is where all of the information on our company, opportunities to become a distributor, is available. And, you know, we're really seeking to develop our company via relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We think people in pain are seeking solutions. We know the dynamic that's going on out there. Health insurance companies are pushing every year more first dollar cost responsibility to we, the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are accountable for taking care of ourselves and avoiding costs and improving our health. And so a tool like this, you know, there's not a day that goes by that we don't hear a testimonial from a user who has avoided surgery, prolonged putting off surgery, has eliminated their pain that they've suffered with for years in a matter of a week.
Wow.
It is dynamic. This thing changes lives, and that's really what drove me to start this business.
You know, pain is a great motivator.
It is.
You know, whether you're doing therapy, you know, psychological therapy or physical therapy, pain is a great motivator. And I would think that if I were in chronic pain, first of all, I think chronic pain leads to psychological pain, and that the combination of the two is really not a lot of fun. But with this wand that you have, I would think that people would be quite interested in this if they've been in any type of pain whatsoever.
Well, we're finding that. And I think that, you know, the challenge is, again, this whole idea of paradigm shift. The you look at any approach to pain management in our society today through traditional sources, physicians, health plans, etc., and what you see are drug therapies and surgeries, invasive procedures like nerve ablations or surgically implanted electrical stimulation devices. You know, probably the least invasive is a TENS unit, and there you're just shocking yourself.
Right.
to block.
It is a shocking experience. There's no doubt.
To block a pain impulse.
Bob, do you, because this is maybe sort of alternative medicine. It's not as traditional as, you know, just going to Western medicine and treating the symptom. This really goes to the cause. Are you getting resistance maybe, or do you anticipate, if you're not getting resistance from the drug companies, traditional medicine, doctors, and so on?
Actually, I have a lot of experience. In my prior 10 years, I worked exclusively in the private Medicare health plan space, selling a program called the Silver Sneakers Fitness Program into health plans throughout the country and also Medicare supplement carriers, and so I have. Already started to approach health plans about the importance of this device and how it might help their seniors. And where I'm getting, interestingly enough, where I'm getting a lot of responsiveness is from the pharmacy benefit management arena, offering this up as a non-drug formulary item for that identified population who has pain. You know, if you're eating $3,000 a month worth of oxycodone to manage your pain systems, why wouldn't you want to take $300 or $400 and try something that can give you relief without spending all that money or harming your body with all that medication. It's actually an interesting paradigm shift for
them.
Can
a chronic injury be too far along, too deteriorating for that wand to work?
It's more a function of time, mm-hmm. depending on how embedded the chronic condition is.
Time meaning how long that wand would take to heal it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, there are many layers. When you think about damaged cellular structure, there are many layers of the body that the laser and or the e-stim need to penetrate in order to get to those cells that are mm-hmm. damaged. And so we've seen, I was in a room with a patient in San Diego who had fallen off a roof 10 years ago mm-hmm. and had been struggling for 10 years, could barely sit upright, was in obvious pain.
Sciatica, the whole?
The whole nine yards.
Yeah, yeah.
Was really in a world of hurt. Now, this was a very severe chronic
yeah.
condition. And 8 minutes with this device, the person has a rosy color, circulation returning to areas that had never had circulation.
Wow.
Was standing more upright.
I'll take a hit of that.
And his physician, he was scheduled for a re-implant of a busted e-stim device for surgery. And his doc, in just seeing this 8-minute miracle, mm-hmm. Says, I think we should consider working with this device and putting off the surgery.
Incredible.
And you know, when I use this, when I actually misspeak when I say the device is the miracle, it's really the body that is the miracle.
It's allowing the body to heal itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, Dr. Wee, our medical director, Aki Wee, who was one of the, I wouldn't say inventors, but developers of this dual modality, in collaboration with an Australian company from the mid-90s into the early 2000s. He often cites the example of when you burn your hand or any part of your body. Initially, you can't move your fingers. You have no feeling. Mm-hmm. And 3 weeks later, everything works again. You know, your body has miraculously found a way.
Our body is a miracle. Our body wants to heal itself so badly. It really does. And sometimes a device like this, which is more naturopathic than anything, you know, every time you take a drug into your body, you have to take some other medication to counteract the medication that you took. Before you know it, it's just an avalanche of symptoms and drugs that you have to keep taking.
Yeah, this is a great facilitator uh-huh. of the body's ability to heal itself.
Okay, arthritis in two fingers from an old football injury from 40-some years ago. How would I use the device? Is there a gel that's used with it, or how close do you put it to your fingers? How does it
work?
Well,
actually, we use a conducting gel that the FDA has also specified and cleared, and you place a little gel on the tip of the device.
So for our viewers, you can actually watch on TV, yes.
BreakRadioShow.com. Right,
that's
yeah.
BreakRadioShow.com. View it right now. We're putting it. Are we going to demonstrate after the break on Craig or something?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can actually take the device in your own hand and use it on yourself.
Do you want to do it
I
by
would
yourself?
I'd love to do
or?
That.
All right. Well, after the break, we will we'll do that. And but it looked pretty easy. You just put this gel on the tip of this device, mm-hmm. and it looks like you're right, like one of those electronic toothbrushes.
It does.
Yeah. So after the break, I'll walk you through how the device works and. Craig, I'll put it in your hand and
fantastic.
Is it a battery operated? There's a battery in
there?
There's
a lithium battery in here that a charge is held for. You can use it 4 or 5 times a day, multiple times on multiple parts of your body. Battery will last, hold its charge for 6 to 8 weeks.
And there's no overdosing on this thing, right?
Can you overuse it?
You cannot overuse it.
That's incredible.
That's great.
Yeah, and you can sometimes feel immediate relief.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow, I may want some of that too. Wait, I don't have any pain right now. Can here, hit me. But okay, you, but anyway.
But you will.
I can't wait to, this is a live demonstration in exactly. about 2 minutes with Craig Dean and, of course, special in-studio guest, we have Robert Gottschalk from Renewable Technologies, and we're looking at this Laser Touch 1. I love the name of it, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we're going to apply it to Craig Dean. This is exciting.
Right to my head.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this break.